Yep, we have Brian Snowden on the line, who is a member of the community, who is currently part of this campaign against the development of a toxic site in Fawkner. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So I guess for listeners' information, what can you tell us about this toxic site in Fawkner that is going to be the subject of development?
This site was operated by a company called New Farm between the years of roughly 1958 or so to about 1981. New Farm still is a subsidiary of Monsanto. The kinds of chemicals that they manufactured on the site during the decades that the New Farm company operated there included dioxins, that's the general heading, DDT, toluene-based emulsifiers, concentrate, phenoacetic acid herbicides, 2,4-D, 2,4-5-T, esters, dichloral phenol, trichloral phenol, arsenic-based sheep dips, benzene offshoots, and all these chemicals were highly toxic, highly carcinogenic, and heavy traces of them were found saturated at the New Farm site after the company evacuated. There was a clean-up done at the end. It took another 18 years to get the site cleaned up, or what was done as a clean-up, which wasn't totally completed. It was so contaminated that the EPA and their contractor just threw their hands in the air and decided to dig out a certain amount of soil, particularly from the worst spots that were contaminated, and just cover it with a clay cap. In recent times, the site has been divided in two, and it had multiple owners who've all transgressed the laws affecting this toxic site, you know, which the clay cap's not to be touched, et cetera, et cetera. And now there's an application into the Moreland Council to redevelop this site with two warehouses on it.
Now, this whole thing, is it being approved by the state government or purely by the council?
The state government has no input into this at this present time. I'm trying to get them on side. I went to the EPA and asked for a complete new audit to be done on this property because there is a development application in with the Moreland Council. So it's effectively the council who are dealing with this, and there's a lot of amnesia. A lot of these sites, of which there are many around Melbourne, just go under the radar, and some people, some of the older residents in these areas, like Fawkner, know about these sites, and all the new people into these councils, you know nothing. And there's no history, and there's a lot of naysayers and a lot of what might be called toxic site deniers, like climate deniers. And so it's a serious problem. At this point, we have got wind that this might actually get approved. It's a very serious problem.
I have a question. This is a bit of a political question. What is the kind of motivation of the developers who are wanting to build these warehouses on this toxic site?
We don't know. We're not even sure who owns the property at this point. We believe that the person who occupies it is simply leasing it. He's a roadworks, you know, does roadworks. He's an earth-moving sort of person. He's got heavy machinery on the place all the time, on and off. And if that hasn't degraded eroded the clay cap, I don't know what would. So the council sort of have virtually not policed this thing all along. The guy has already transgressed back in 2006 when he dug it up and put an illegal concrete pad into the place. And at the time, there was all the stench and foul fumes, and some of which are highly volatile, and were let off again. And the council just didn't do anything. They stopped him from going further, but they, you know, there are statutes in the law that says he should have had a substantial fine. Well, that was never applied. So the council, like a lot of councils, the Moreland Council in recent times has had, the planning department there has been renamed as the Department of Planning and Economic Development. Well, we know what takes precedence, economic development, and in spite of all residents' concerns about all sorts of things. We've got other problems in the street with heavy vehicles coming, and this is going to ensure that there are more heavy vehicles, like semi-trailers in a suburban street that wasn't built to take them.
Yeah. And it is a residential area where this
It's mostly a residential area. There's just a small strip of industrial along the edge of McBride Street, which is right down the end of Faulkner, the back of Faulkner, which is off the Hume Highway to the east. And that industrial block, just a strip between two streets, effectively two streets that run out to the Hume Highway, that backs on to the Merri Creek. Now, when New Farm was operating on this site, they let off. They had an open drain that ran into the creek, and they fouled the creek, and they actually defoliated everything behind there for about a kilometre. Also, they ran all their stuff into the sewer with the stuff they didn't run into. So there were major concerns, and the residents still have major concerns here, but there's a lot of blindsiding, duck shoving, a lot of naysayers, and there's a real war on here about this. There's something similar happening in Altona as we speak. The Altona Council have had to deal with an ex-Dow chemical site, which produced the same sorts of chemicals that New Farm produced and still produces to some degree. And that's having a proper clean-up. But the Moreland Council, exceedingly difficult to deal with. The state ombudsman has listed them as the most ineffective council of getting back to people, of dealing with their ratepayers and residents. So we've got major problems.
Do you have you actually met with the council officers?
I have.
And yes. What are they saying?
I had one meeting just after this. Within a week of this application being put in, prior to anyone putting in objections, of which we put in major objections, pretty well everyone along the street, and they, you know, they were, again, duck-shoving and doing all sorts of things. They were supposed to have notified people by mail. One person got a letter. They said they sent 20 letters out. You know, it's just, that was completely a lie. They said they were going to send out another batch. Well, no one's received any more letters. So anyway, since the meeting where they were warned about dealing with this problem, otherwise it would have serious ramifications for everyone, including the employees at the council and the planning department, we've just put in a hell of a lot of applications, objections to this, and we're being consciousness raising around the area, and have got a lot of people on board now. But at this point, I don't like our chances. I think this is just going to be fudged again, and development's going to be allowed. The place will be probably dug up again, and with all the ramifications that implies.
But if it's growing down the Merri Creek, shouldn't
it's
the under...
It's not now. It's not now, but it did when the company was operating.
And with the new building, would that be revisited?
What would be revisited?
The pollution of the Merri Creek when they start building.
No, they won't be... Well, we don't know what they'll be doing. We don't know what's going in there, although we've had a whisper that it might be rented out to a food factory, which exists up the road. So imagine a food factory on a highly contaminated site. By the way, Greenpeace lists this site as one of the most 10 toxic sites in the world. That's from a Greenpeace report in the 1990s.
Right.
But then 8 of the top 10 polluted sites in the world were all New Farm sites or ex-New Farm sites.
Okay, how do you...
You go on.
No, I'm just going to say, how would you like people to support you in this campaign, which is obviously a very important one?
In whatever way we can get support, people doing research, dragging up evidence. You know, there were around the time that New Farm operated, there were as a cancer cluster in this area of residents. You know, there were 18 households affected. We know that just about everyone who worked at that factory at the time died of some sort of cancer or another. We believe this site is still highly toxic. There was an audit done on the place by a so-called accredited EPA inspector, but he was paid to do his audit, and it looks like a very cursory audit indeed when you read the application, the permit application for the development. He just simply seems to have piggybacked on the back of everything that was done before. So we've called for all of his report in detail, which was never supplied in the planning permit. You know, where did he do the test? How deep did he dig? How large were the samples he took? Who did he take them to? Who did the tests on them? How were they accredited? Who were they attached to? Were they a private company? Were they attached to a university, et cetera, et cetera? And we've done the same with the EPA, who said they've done another audit on this place. Well, we haven't seen anyone there doing anything. So there's some strange stuff going on.
Yes.
Now, I have had the local newspaper, the Moreland Leader, onto this, and they've been questioning the EPA. And we expect some response to our requests soon, and we hope it's soon, because they say they're going to be handing a report to the council before the end of the month.
And
so time's very short.
Yes.
And it looks like, you know, we have great fears that this is just going to be fudged again, and due process will not be adhered to. I could be wrong, but yep. That's our fear.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a meeting coming up. We just announced it. That's coming up on the next Thursday.
On the 11th?
Of May, yes, at 77 Dukes Road. And
That's right. It's senior citizens all in Dukes Road.
Yep.
On the 11th. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
6:30 for 7 o'clock.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you very much for that.
Well, and thank you for listening to me.
No, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.